MFO in Medford. Pure beef patty, lettuce,
tomato. You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Drum and MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me.
Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
This is Chuck U. Foley, and it's the America in me that keeps me thinking about the USA. So I took these thoughts, fed them into the W blah 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 production studio, and came out with my interpretation of America. If you feel you can relate to such a topic, then please stay tuned.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
The American in me never wonders why Kennedy was murdered by the FBI. That's not what you can do for your country. What's your country been doing to you? That's not what you can do for your country. What's your country been doing to you? That's not what you can do for your country. What's your country been doing to you?
Stand up so I can get on my knees.
Out on the road for 40 days. Last night a little while for me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie, she's doing her act. She stole the whole show and that's a natural fact. Up all night with Frank King. I got to tell you the poker's his swing. Fools and ladies, they treat me right. Long as we can make it through the show.
We're an American band. We're an American band.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. In this episode, we're celebrating for two consecutive weeks in a row, beginning this evening, the 4th of July holiday with an America-based theme. Yeah, this year, the way the 4th of July is next Thursday is kind of a little different, and it seems like lots of people are having two weekends of 4th of July parties. Just last night, I took advantage of my location here, just a block away from the Tufts campus, to enjoy the Somerville fireworks that they shot off at Trum Field. But over the 26 years that I've been living here in Somerville, I've learned that it's a very effective and certainly very easy and convenient for me to come over to the Tufts Tisch Library roof, or as I did last night, right next door to it, the President's Hill, and view the spectacular fireworks. So, yes, this evening and next Friday, we're going to be having two different America-based themes, both Tears of the Gods. So we've got featured artists for you. This week, we're having the Presidents of the United States of America. And and a number of sonic contributions from Chuck Yu. We began the episode here with Walter Trout and the Free Radicals and a version of the Star Spangled Banner that I found on an album, Blue Haze, Songs of Jimi Hendrix. And then we heard from our featured artists, the Presidents of the United States of America, from their second album, part one of a piece called Ladies and Gentlemen. And then Chuck Yu and various artists, and an intro bit and some other explorations of the Star Spangled Banner. And I found that on Chuck Yu's America Family and Friends CD limited edition release. And then we finished off that intro set with a really hard rockin' version of We're an American Band, as coolly covered by Poison. In the past, my 4th of July shows have included, in whole or excerpts, some great American speeches, like President Eisenhower's farewell address to the nation in 1960, when he warned of the dangers of the military-industrial complex. And unfortunately, he was right. What he was warning America about basically turned out to happen. And then Malcolm X is also one of my big, I'll call him idols, African-American freedom fighter, yes, Malcolm X. And in particular, I've liked his 1964 speech, The Ballot or the Bullet. But tonight, we're going to be hearing from him a different, another very significant speech that he gave. This one on November 10th, 1963, Message to the Grassroots. And I'm going to be mixing that on top of American classical composer Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid Orchestral Suite. And then we're also going to be mixing in another Chuck Yu and Diane contribution, their dramatic reading of some excerpts of the Mueller report that about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, which, of course, benefited Donald Trump. And the Mueller report was released in 2019. And, yeah, we're going to be hearing some dramatic readings of those by Chuck Yu and Diane. And let's see. Yes, shout-outs to those listeners all around the world who I correspond with or otherwise have affiliations and associations and communications with. Yes, Philip, Ryan, and Dylan down in Smithtown, New York. And Dylan, yes, cool new glasses I see. Very kind of different look for you. And then also up north in Beverly, Massachusetts, John Fisk. And let's see. Backing me up right now, we're hearing a Dixieland style version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic and America the Beautiful. This one performed by the Dijon's Olympia Brass. So, we've got so much great music for you, including in the next set, Frank Zappa and Ensemble Modern, a piece called Food Gathering in Post-Industrial America 1992. Also, Hart, David Byrne, Jack Kerouac, and Al Cohen and Zoot Sims with some American haikus. Also, Bikini Kill, and yes, our featured artists, the Presidents of the United States of America. But we're going to start off here with some Iggy Pop. And Wild America, as we celebrate the 4th of July double weekend holiday. Here on WMFO in Medford! Dubs Freeform Radio.
One night out in L.A., I met a Mexicana with a butchie girlfriend who I thought was a man. That took me to the alley to have a little chat. People lined the corners doing this and that.
All right. 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 day a year, American.
I was glad that Debbie had a sense of humor. This time of the morning, I tend to get gloomy. She laughed and said, Iggy, you have got a biggie. I have no reply, so I just closed my eyes. In wild America, wild America, wild America, deep and dark.
Industrial America, 1992. When the last decrepit factory has dumped its final load of toxic waste into the water supply and shipped its last badly manufactured, incompetently designed consumer thing. We gaze in astonishment as the denizens of
America.
dine on rats. Poodles. Styrofoam packing pellets. All floating in a broth of tritium-enriched sewage.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Devil's on the other side.
In my medicine cabinet, the winter fly has died of old age. Well, here I am, 2 p.m. What day is it? The tree looks like a dog barking at heaven. Prayer beads on the holy book, my knees are cold. In the morning frost, the cats step slowly. No telegram today, only more leaves fell. The castle of the Gandharvas is full of aging young couples. Early morning yellow flowers, thinking about the drunkards of Mexico. national scene. Late afternoon sun in those trees. Nightfall. Boy smashing dandelions with a stick. Holding up my purring cat to the moon, I sighed. August moon. Oh, I got a boil on my thigh. Drunk as a hoot owl, writing letters by thunderstorm. All day long, wearing a hat that wasn't on my head. Beautiful young girls running up the library steps with shorts on. Crossing the football field, coming home from work, the lonely businessman. Useless, useless, heavy rain driving into the sea. After the shower, among the drenched roses, the bird thrashing in the bath. Little worm lowers itself from the roof by a self-shat thread. Snap your finger. Stop the world. Rain falls harder. Nightfall, too dark to read the page, too cold. In my medicine cabinet, the winter fly has died of old age. Following each other, my cats stop when it thunders. Spring evening, the two 18-year-old sisters. Postman is late. The toilet window is shining. Wash hung out by moonlight, Friday night in May. Empty baseball field, a robin hops along the bench. Blackbird. No! Bluebird! Branch, still jumping. My rumpled couch, the lady's voice next door. The bottoms of my shoes are clean from walking in the rain. Bee, why are you staring at me? I'm not a flower. The barn, swimming in a sea of windblown leaves. Glowworm, sleeping on this flower, your light's on. Spring night, a leaf falling from my chimney.
Regimented. that's all that matters now. When I get you home, in my room, between my sheets, and I got a chance to tell you face to face how I feel about you, darling. Now I say, you're a lunatic to love. You're a lunatic to love. You can hold my hand to stand up.
You're tuned in to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This week and next week, we are celebrating the 4th of July holiday with different themes about America. This one's America Remixed, featuring the presidents of the United States of America. And in that more than half hour long set, we commenced with Iggy Pop and Wild America. And then it was our featured artists with an instrumental called Surf's Down from their Love Everybody album. And then Ensemble Modern with Frank Zappa, a piece called Food Gathering in Post-Industrial America, 1992, from Ensemble Modern's The Yellow Shark album. And then a public service message from the Pacific Institute for Women's Health about EC, emergency contraception. I thought that was very well produced, especially with that guy. Oh, EC! Yeah, that's just great. Yeah, what is EC? And then we heard from Heart, Dear Old America, from their Fanatic album. And we followed that with David Byrne, going way back before he was such a notable solo artist, founder of the Talking Heads, with a piece called American Troglodyte. And then a 10-minute, mostly spoken word piece, Jack Kerouac, Al Cohen, Zoot Sims. It was called American Haikus. I found that on the second disc of the Jack Kerouac collection. The American feminist punk band Bikini Kill followed that with Reject All American. And once again, our featured artists with Lunatic to Love. Meanwhile, right now, we are having the Hawaiian Kalima Brothers playing on a ukulele, Stars and Stripes Forever. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing, well, quite a sound collage of things. We're going to be hearing, most particularly, Aaron Copland, the American classical 20th century composer, his orchestral suite, Billy the Kid, from the ballet. That's a 19-minute, 55-second instrumental piece, of course. And we're going to be hearing a dramatic reading of the 2019 Mueller report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. And we've got as far as words there, Chuck U. Rosina and Diane Andronica. And then as far as the percussion in there, that's provided by Chicago, and also contributions from Leo D. Angilla and Moortown Maroons. And we're going to be hearing from one of my biggest freedom-fighting idols, the American African-American human rights activist, freedom fighter Malcolm X, the excerpts from a speech called Message to the Grassroots, which was delivered on November 10th, 1963 at the Northern Negro Grassroots Leadership Conference, which was held at King Solomon Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. So Malcolm X was describing the difference between